No entiendo nada. Hey, Cheng Smingvit, speaking Spanish. Ah, see? I'm looking at a French book, but you guys understand. It's good for a teacher to learn different languages because as they get better, they understand how to teach you, right? Right, guys? Come to think of it, there's a word I was thinking about. I've been asked by many a student, when we say guys, can we use it for everybody, or is it just for men, or because they get confused because in North America, we use the word guys, and when we do, we use it for groups of people that could be male and female. Now, in our language, you don't have really gender. There's no el, as in, excuse me for a second. In Spanish, you got the el or the la in French and the la. We don't have any of that. Junga, junga, junga. No, not at all. So most people assume there's no gender. Come on, we're going to go to the board and we're going to work it out, all right? So, what do I mean by gender words? Well, there'll be no Q like this, and this is what makes it confused, and that's why this is confused words in English, because they're confused gender words, words that can be used by only one sex, and only one sex uses them in this way. And if you say it a different way, you will confuse us, okay? So, why don't we start off with, well, number one? See, confused? Two's over here, one's over here. The lesson has begun. Mr. E secretly is watching me teach this lesson. This is the female symbol and the male symbol because these are gender words. Gender means sex, and we mean boy, girl, man, woman. Your gender is your sex. When you fill out forms in English, it'll say male, female, that's gender, okay? Are you male, man, female, woman? So now we're there, why don't we go and take a look? Guys. I started with guys. You'll notice that guys has, well, we got two guys and a girl. We can also have mini guys, mini-me's, okay? A group of men can be called guys. A group with even one woman can still be called guys. And a group with all women could be called guys. But you cannot call a group of men girls. If you go, hey girls, they're all gay. I'm sorry if anyone says, well, but it's the girls would be gay, or we use it as an insult to guys. Look at the girls over there because we're saying they're not he-men like us. So they're a bunch of girls, right? Quit crying, you girls. So when we use girls as a reference to guys, it's an insult, either in you're not a man or we're saying they may be of a different sexual orientation. You like those big words? I do too. Okay. So that's one thing to think about. So you're going to think, okay, so I can use guys all the time. Well, you're right, but there is one difference. You don't use guys with older, mature women because it's almost insulting because they'll say, we're ladies, we're women, not guys, we're not little girls, right? Even older businessmen like being referred to as guys because it's that sports, macho, manly thing, right? Look at the guys, let's go, guys. But if it's an older woman or a group of older women, please say ladies, right? Or the women, do not call them guys, unless they have mustaches and they're really old. Anyway, different. So, guys, you understand that one? That's one of the confusing words. So, simply, to make it simple, so you understand exactly what I want, guys can be used for any group with a female in or a complete group of females, okay, and males. For males, it can be used for young males to older males, no problem. Our exception is with older females, you must actually call them ladies or women. Men use the word girls, okay, for a group of girls, which makes them feel young, and you can use that with older women. It's a good one. Okay, careful if they're wearing business suits. But they also use the word girls for insulting other men, especially in sports, like look at the girls on that team, means you're not good. All right, let's move on to the next one. So we've done number one. What's number two? We talked about guys and girls. Well, why don't we talk about girlfriends? The other day, I was talking to my girlfriend about going to Starbucks and getting a coffee. Nothing to be confused about? Well, it's not my girlfriend. We're not, sexually intimate or anything. Intimate means close, right? When you're intimate. In this case, sexually intimate. It doesn't mean that. What I meant to say was my female friend. And you go, what's the difference? Well, girls can say my girlfriend, and it means my female friends. It means there's no sexual or loving relationship. They're just really good friends. So my girlfriends and I, we're going for dinner tonight, and then we're going to go shopping, and then we're going to watch a movie, and we're going to have popcorn. It's going to be so much fun. My girlfriends and I, a girl can say. Now, when a guy says girlfriend, we only think sexual relationships or a relationship. My girlfriend, the one I kiss and hold hands with. If you're a guy and you want to say a girl who's a friend, you have to say female friend. Now, a lot of times today we say my friend, but when somebody wants to know specifically, because you say, hey, my friend told me to wear this sweater because it goes good with me, you know, it looks good on me, you know, it looks real good. Then they'll go, which guy friend told you that? See, they say guy friend, back to the word guy. And I go, no, it's a female friend of mine. She went shopping with me. And they go, oh, I understand now. Got it? If you have the same conversation, you say, my boyfriend told me this, automatically you are a homosexual. Please be careful. Boys cannot say my boyfriends. Females, actually, funny enough, don't say my boyfriends. They say, if they're talking about a male, they go, my male friend, James. And I will say, my female friend, Joanne. That's how we describe members of the opposite sex who are our friends. Okay? So girlfriend and boyfriend are only used for relationships. Cool? Lesson number two. We're talking about relationships. Lesson number three. The 21st century, this is really, really interesting. In Europe, I was just told the other day that a partner is like an association, and in the professional sense, people who work together. And so people will directly translate associate or partner to partner. In North America, we had that same thing, my partner, but we use it for like law practice, accounting, and medical. Once you step outside of business and you say partner, there are only really two meanings, and I need you to be careful because the 21st century is very strange because this word has changed and is continually changing, evolving. Evolving means changing and going up. So by the end of, you know, in 10 years, it might have a totally different meaning. But let's go and talk. Partner here means an association. If it's said by a male, one has to be very careful because the male could be saying, I am a homosexual because my partner is a man. You have to listen very carefully to the context. And I'm warning you, don't speak, listen. Because also in the 21st century, partner is a word that people who are above the age of 30 use for their long-term lover or partner. So a girlfriend you've been with for 10 or 15 years, maybe, and you've been living together, they may be your partner. That means nothing to do with homosexual lifestyle. So many times a man or a woman may walk up to you and go, my partner's coming to the party tonight. Now you should say something like, your partner, how long you been with him? 20 years. We're getting warmer. But don't put any kind of gender. Remember, I told you what gender means, right? Or attached gender until they keep speaking. They might say after that, yeah, she is coming at 7. Boom, long-term girlfriend. He is coming. Got it. Okay? And welcome to Western civilization. We don't put too much on gender issues. You know, same-sex marriage, and that is okay. All right? So when someone says partner, just wait for context. They will give you the information you need. All right? So we've done partner. We've gone from guys, girlfriend, partner. What could possibly be next? Well, we're talking about association and relationship. So why don't we give you a word that seems very, well, shouldn't be confusing, right? Because we got partner as confusing. Shouldn't be confusing. Should be very, very easy. But in North America, it's not. We have a television program called Friends. In North America, it's about six people who hang out and party and do everything together and get married and divorce each other. Now that's confusing. But they do this, Joey and Chandler and whatnot, Phoebe, love Phoebe. But in North America, everybody's your friend. They'll even say, hey, friend, how are you? And they don't even know who you are. Friend in our language really means acquaintance, okay? Don't get it confused. If you've never been to their house, never been invited over for dinner, haven't been gone to, you know, one of the baseball games or anything like that, you're an acquaintance. Acquaintance means from the word acquaint. They know you, and that's all. So when you go to the bar and I go, hey, friend, what are you drinking? It means I know you come to this bar. What do you want to drink? You're not friends. Don't say, free drink from you. You're not his friend or her friend, okay? That's why it's a confusing word, because other cultures, when you say, like, if you're Arabic, Habibi, my love, right? We don't think like that. You're not my friend. You're not my Habibi, okay? So let's move on. So we got that one. Kind of confusing, not, but it is for you guys. And the final one, this is a personal favorite of mine. Yo, my brothers, my man, my bros. Many of you leave comments calling me, yo, bro, is good. This is the best part. I am from Russia. I would like to say, bro, that we are good friends, right, bro? You my man, right, brother? I'm like, I've never met you, okay? Yes, I know there's a skin thing. And the problem isn't yours, and I apologize. It's ours. In North America, we have many movies where the black guys always go, yo, man, yo, brother, what's up, what's up, what's up? And then everybody in the world thinks that every black man does that. If you can find 10 videos where I say, yo, bros, we're going to be studying today. You know what I mean? Say, my brothers. Find 10 Ingvid videos. Please watch them and see me say those words over and over again. You can call me bro whenever you see me. If not, I am not a bro, brother, or man. I will do that on sports teams. It's true. I go, yo, that's a good shot, man. Sports. And everybody does it. So here's a little lesson, and my favorite, most important, right, Mr. Me? See, he's my bro. We've been hanging for 127 videos, probably 200 by the time you see this. So he can call me bro, because we're like brothers. Now, I will give you the real deal, okay? The real deal means the truth, or honestly. Brother. People will call each other brothers who have a close relationship. If you go to war, you play on sports teams, or you've had a long, like my brother-in-law, Noyan. He's like my brother, from different family, but like my brother, he's been around so long. He can call me brother, and we call each other brother. Noyan is white and Turkish, okay? Totally different, but we're like brothers, so it's okay with me. Now, if you have one of those relationships, you can call somebody of color brother, okay? Second reason, this is DNA. If you are literally from the same mother, literally means exactly. You come out of the same mother, you can call them brother because they are your brother. That's biological. Okay? If you are non-African, hey, hell, if you're from Africa, okay, I'm from Canada, you go, brother, how are you? I go, we're not brothers. I don't know you, okay? This is usually used for North American, and they call themselves African Americans. They will call each other brother or bro in that, and they're usually from ghetto neighborhoods, or not even ghetto, but lower class neighborhoods is where it started from, okay? So be careful when you use it. The best rule is, if you have blood relations, call somebody your brother. If you have a long relationship and you're close, call someone brother. If you just met them on the street, you ain't nobody's brother. Don't even think about it. I know what you... No, don't. Stop. No. Okay? We like you. Say, hi, guy, not hi, man. Try that. And you'll be surprised the reaction you get. Anyway, confused words because, as you know, people think brother means friend, but it can be insulting to people, so be careful with that one. Guys, anything with a girl or a guy is guys, right? Remember, unless it's an older woman. Partner, be very careful with that. Is it a partner? Is it a long-term relationship? Is it a business associate or is it a gay relationship? Context tells you what. Friend, nobody's your friend. Don't be confused. Unless, you know, we've known each other a long time. You're just an acquaintance. And girlfriend, as Oprah would say, and before I get up, yo, Mr. E, girlfriend, I got to get going now. You know what I'm saying? My brother. I got to see my partner in crime, you know? Anyway, hope you had fun. I enjoyed this lesson. I hope you did. And it will help you when you're trying to make friends by not using these confused words and confusing the relationship. Anyway, got to go. Have a good one. See you in a bit. Don't forget, where are you going to go? www.ingvid.com, where you can go and do the quizzes that follow this lesson. Okay? And don't forget to click like on the box. All right? See you.